Marin, Humboldt, Sonoma, and Fresno counties have some of the highest rates of pertussis. Whooping cough surges every 3 to 5 years. But Dr. Dean Blumberg of the UC Davis Health System says this year is terrible.
We had a big outbreak in 2010, so it wasn't completely unexpected to have another uptick in cases this year, but it's higher than anybody would have expected.
Blumberg says the biggest contributing factor in counties with high rates may be the number of parents who choose not to vaccinate their children because of personal beliefs. He says Latinos are disproportionately affected by the disease. The 10 infants who died in 2010 were Latino. But the California Department of Public Health says it's not sure how to explain the whooping cough clusters.
It's just hard to know. We really don't know.
Kathleen Harriman of the department says good insurance and access to medical care can factor into the higher rates of diagnosis.
We do think, you know, testing and awareness has a lot to do with it. Certainly, you know, the number of susceptible people makes a difference, and, you know, just kind of where pertussis gets into the population first.
The spread of whooping cough is still significant. Both experts say it's too soon to tell when the surge will taper off. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.